حتى تعانق دمعة الفكر تناجي الله في صبر وترجو رحمة تسري فعاش القلب إخلاصا وصرت تحوم كالطير تحلق في ثقافات وتنهل من ربى الخير.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to this video, inshallah. On this video, we're going to be discussing evil thoughts and waswasa. A lot of us suffer from this, even myself, whoever it may be, the biggest scholar, the biggest da'i, the companions, everybody suffers from this. Now, we need to know how to deal with this, because this is a problem which can psychologically affect you. And if it psychologically affects you, it can have a physical effect on your whole body and your whole way of thinking, and it can put you into depression. And that's why this is something I thought is very, very important for us to tackle. So I've got 5 steps for you. With these 5 steps, we're going to acknowledge and diagnose the problem, where it's coming from, share some information from the companions. Did the companions go through this? How did the Prophet ﷺ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the cure for this, etc. Now, there's a variety of issues. Like, for example, you will get individuals who will have doubts in the religion. For example, the Prophet ﷺ said, the shaitan will come and say to you, who created the heavens and the earth? You say, Allah. Who created the sun? You say, Allah. Who created the stars? You say, Allah. Then he will come to you and say, well, then who created Allah? So this is how shaitan works. He has a step-by-step thing to lead you to destruction. Now, this question, we answer it on a daily basis when we're given dawah. It's a whole new topic. You can watch our videos. However, this is one kind of waswasa, an evil thought that the shaitan gives you. The other can be regarding your prayer, your salah, your ibadah. So for example, when you're praying your salah, you might think to yourself, you know, did I pray? Did Allah accept it? Was my intentions right? This is a real common phenomenon that a lot of people go through. Some people go do wudu and they're in the toilet for half an hour because they're thinking, oh, I missed that part of the elbow. Oh, I missed this much. I missed here, this. So they go into this thought, in this kind of thinking. And the more you feed it, the more it gets worse. Then you get that. Now you get the shaitan might come and try to give you waswasa with fear. Oh, you know, what if this person dies? Or look what's happening in Syria. Or look what's happening in this country. And look what's happening to the Muslims. This, that. If Allah existed, why would these evil things happen? Or, for example, scare you with death. So, variety of stuff, yeah? Waswasa comes in different shapes and different forms. It might be with your risk, for example, your provision. When you're giving charity, hey, don't give in charity. You know, etc., etc. So, this is, and there's more that I can't think of, maybe different people go through in different ways. We now can diagnose that and say, okay, look, this is the symptoms of it. Now, this is the first part. The second part is, who is this coming from? Now, this is simple. Some of you guys might think, obviously, you know, who can it be from shaitan? But no, sometimes shaitan tricks you and think this is from Allah. You know, Allah sending you a warning, you know? So you need to ask yourself a question. Can this be from Allah? These evil thoughts and negative thoughts and waswasa. Can this be from Allah? No, can't be from Allah. Can this be from the angels? Nope. Why would it be from the angels? Why would angels put such things in your head? Obviously, it's from the shaitan. Yeah? So, we need to acknowledge what are the symptoms and who is the culprit. The culprit is shaitan. Shaitan took an oath by Allah's name that he would misguide the humankind, the son of Adam. So, the shaitan said, I will come from the front and back, left and right. So he's an open enemy. He's declared war with you and me. So we need to acknowledge that and know our enemy, yeah? And know what it comes with. Now, a lot of people, when they go through this waswas and depression, whatever it may be, sometimes we go into this mentality of thinking, you know what? It's just me. You know, I'm just going through this. You know, but when you do some research, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran as well, when the Prophet ﷺ was certainly sometimes distressed with certain matters, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would comfort him and say, look, the previous prophets went through this. Don't let it get to you. This is regarding a different issue. But what we're trying to say here is, the companions, the best of mankind to walk the earth, went through this. Now, for example, let me share some narrations with you guys. It is narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be peace with him. Some of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, came to the Prophet and said to him, we find in ourselves thoughts that are terrible to speak of. He said, are you really, the Prophet said, are you really suffering from that? They said, yes. He said, that is a clear sign of faith. Now, this is a hope for us because it shows the Prophet ﷺ is saying this is a clear sign of faith, you know? Now, another thing that I want to share with you guys. It was narrated from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, well, that a man came to the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and said, I think false to myself, which I would rather be burnt to a cinder than speak of them. And in another narration, the Prophet, another companion said, I'll rather fall from the sky than have these thoughts about Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, praise be to Allah, who has reduced all his shaitans plus to a mere whisper. Now what this means is that the Prophet of Allah is giving glad tidings for the one who is suffering from, it can be severe, but we all suffer from waswasas, but you know, maybe the severe ones, yeah? That glad tidings to you, that the fact that you, maybe you're an individual who prays, does the fard salah, gives in charity, helps individuals, helps his brothers and sisters in need, abstains from major sins, does more acts. So for you, it's like glad tidings because it's like, look, you've closed the doors to sin and you're practicing your religion. And shaitan is looking and thinking, man, I can't attack this guy with zina or this sister. I can't get him to do riba. I can't get him to steal. I can't get him to do this or cheat or da da da. And he's mere, the only thing that he's got left, and the Prophet ﷺ saying glad tidings to you, is that the Prophet, is that the shaitan has got the waswasa left. He's like, the only thing I can do is waswasa. So it shows us the best of mankind went through it. So you're not alone. You need to acknowledge. Now we know that we all suffer from it. The companions suffer from it. So now it's about how do we deal with it? What did Allah and His Messenger give us in ways of dealing with this? Now the scholars say there is two things that you need to do. Now brothers and sisters, anytime you get this evil force in your head, you need to make it a habit for yourself. And this is, alhamdulillah, a form of dhikr for you as well. Inshallah, you'll get rewarded. Every single time when you are sat here, for example, I'm sat here, and the shaitan comes and whispers, yeah? And says, oh, Ali, you're doing this for fame. This is what you're doing it for. You know, if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't do it. Oh, Ali, you're doing it for that. What is the first thing that we are ordered to do by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. And we turn to our left side, and then we spit three times. Now, this doesn't mean literal spit, yeah? We do, yes? Try, gently, okay? Don't be spitting like big phlegm, you know, and you're going to end up spitting on your wife if she's on your left or whatever, yeah? Not that I'm saying she's shaitan, yeah? Calm down, nobody's saying that. And sisters, obviously, it's the same cure for you guys. You say that. So then, anytime this happens, wherever you are, even if this means 100 times a day, you do this 100 times a day. You say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Seek refuge in Allah. This is the first thing. Yeah? So what you're doing is now you're fighting back. The second thing is, any of those thoughts, do not entertain it. Don't treat it like a flower where you give water and it grows and grows and grows and grows to a big tree where you have a problem now. So what you do is you totally cut it, ignore it. Any kind of evil force, like for example, this person is going to die in your family. So, I will be lying in the shaitan. Ignore. Same procedure. These are the two things that you need to do. And inshallah, you will get rid of that. Now, another thing the Prophet ﷺ did, and it's narrated by Aisha, may Allah have mercy on her, that she narrated, whenever Allah's Apostle, peace be upon him, went to bed every night, he used to cup his hands together. Yeah, cup them together. And blow over it after reciting Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, and Surah Nas. And then rub his hands over whatever parts of his body he was able to rub, starting with his head, face, and front of his body. He used to do that three times, narrated by Sahih al-Bukhari, Book of Virtues. Now, what that means, brothers and sisters, is put your hands together, yeah? You recite Surah Ikhlas, yeah? Surah Falak and Surah Nas. Once you have done that, yeah? And it doesn't have to be, if I'm not mistaken, it doesn't have to be out loud. Once you've done that, you do, you blow through three times, and you wipe over your face, yeah? Arms, your body, all the way down to your feet. The Prophet ﷺ would do that before going to bed every night. And it will protect you from any kind of evilness, yeah? Because if we look at Surah Ikhlas, if we look at Surah Falak and Surah Nas, we will see what the dua is about. Let's read it for ourselves together, yeah? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of daybreak, from the evil of that which he created, and from the evil of darkness when it settles, and from the evil of the blowers in knots, yeah, magicians, these individuals who are involved in magic, and from the evil of an envier when he envies. A lot of us, sadly, when we're out and about, we always show off our car, our partners, our clothes, our house, our this and that. And there's people that envy. So it's about asking protection from that. Now going to the next surah, Surah Nas. And this one says, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind, the sovereign of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the retreating whisperer. Yes? Who whispers evil into the breast of mankind. Yes? We were talking about here, shaitan, you know, and from among the jinn and mankind. Yeah? So you're asking protection from these evil things. Yes? And obviously Surah Ikhlas is, say, he is Allah who is one, Allah the eternal, the refuge. He neither begets nor is he begotten, nor is there anything equivalent to him, anything like him. Yes? So once you read this, brothers and sisters, inshallah, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be protected. And the reminder that I want to give you guys, brothers and sisters, is remember Allah as much as you can, wherever you are. For example, if you're out and about, getting a haircut, on the bus, walking, jogging, training, whatever it may be, is it really hard to say, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah? You don't need to shout out, say inside you, alhamdulillah, you know, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would, there's a narration that says, he would ask, he would do istighfar more than 70 times a day. Yeah? So you should do the same. Astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. These are things that are light on the tongue but heavy on the scale of good deeds on the day of judgment. Brothers and sisters, hope you guys have benefited. May Allah bless every single one of you guys. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do share this with your friends and family who are suffering from waswasa and evil thoughts.
Hey, give me one. Thanks, Ali. Subscribe. Woohoo!